Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. Fresh hot off the press, we have breaking news out of California. We got the first case there. And Dr. Nyman also has some more information on the sequences on the variant out of Canada. So for this, we now go to Dr. Henry Nyman.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, this was kind of breaking news by Gavin Newsom, kind of mentioned when he was talking to Tony Fauci that, yeah, we got one in Southern California. So it was a little bit of a mystery of exactly where it was and what the specifics were. And then Kurt Anderson had actually put up information on Twitter that indicated that the sequence was complete and it had already been submitted to both GSAD and GeneBank. And I had searched GSAD and hadn't seen anything, but I don't know. It ended up I don't even remember how the search went, but I did find the sequence. So the sequence is at GSAD. The full sequence is there. It has the typical features of the UK variant. It does have the three deletions in the spike gene and the three deletions in the NSP6 and NSP6 and the other mutations. It was actually discovered the same way the sequence in Colorado was discovered. This is called S dropout, and the reason it's called that is the PCR test really uses primers for three different genes. One is the N or nucleocapsid gene. The other is ORF1AB, which is the 1AB open reading frame. And the third is in the spike protein, or spike gene. But that particular primer is designed to detect the sequence in and around the deletion that's in the mutant. There are two amino acids deleted at position 69 and 70. So there's six nucleotides missing from the sequence, and therefore the primer doesn't bind because the sequence it's supposed to bind to is deleted. And so when you run the test, you end up getting a positive for the N gene, you get a positive from the ORF 1AB, and you get a negative for the spike gene. And that's the signature that researchers around the world now are using. That's also was used to show that this particular variant has higher RNA levels. If they compare the CT values for positives that have an S dropout, the CT values are typically significantly higher than they are for the more common version of the coronavirus. And labs are using that to identify cases. Now, Kurt Anderson has been doing a lot of the sequences in San Diego, and that is actually where this isolate is from. It's from San Diego County. And it was just identified or confirmed yesterday, or I think early this morning. It's a 30-year-old who has no travel history, suggesting that this sequence is circulating. It's not at high levels yet. Kurt Anderson, his lab has been doing a lot of sequencing and putting in on deposit. And this is the first one. So this is the first one in California. It's in San Diego County, and it's characteristic properties of the UK variant. And since there's no travel history, it would appear to be circulating in Southern California. A contact of this case is symptomatic, and that person is being tested to see if he is the second UK variant in California. As I mentioned earlier, it looks like the second variant in Colorado has been identified. They're finalizing the sequencing, but that one was also identified by an S dropout assay or results. I mean, they do the test and they see the two are positive, one's negative. And that was another National Guardsman who was in Colorado, which was the first case in the U.S. that the first variant that has been reported. So right now there's so San Diego is actually the second one reported, but it is likely that it is virtually certain that the second one in Colorado is positive because they've already got some of the sequence and it matches. It's got the same mutations that the first case has, and it sounds like there's a good chance there will be a second one in Southern California, basing on symptoms in a I think it might even be a housemate, but anyway, it's a contact of the first case in California. In addition, or first reported case anyway. In addition, Ontario released all three of their sequences today. If you recall, they were the first two reported for Canada. They were just out Durham, just outside of Toronto. There was a couple based on the sheet they sent out. They were between 55 and 59, male and female. And that sequence, both of their sequences came out, as did the third sequence in Ontario. And that was 40 in Ottawa, and it was I think 40 to 45 or either 45 to 49, but he was in his 40s. That was a male. And all three of the sequences out of Ontario had one somewhat unusual characteristic. Usually the spike protein has three deletions. The two had amino acid positions 69 and 70. Those are the ones where the primer is and why they get the dropouts. And then they have another deletion at position 145. The three sequences out of Ontario did not have that third deletion. The ones in Canada, British Columbia, as well as for Montreal, had all three. So does the one in San Diego. And most of the sequences coming out of the UK have all three. So the fact that the three sequences in Ontario were all missing the deletion at for the codon for amino acid number 145 in the spike protein, raises the possibility that even though the first two cases had a contact with somebody from the UK, there hasn't been any indication that that contact actually was positive or that that contact was the source of this unusual sequence, which has only got two of the three deletions. And the fact the Ottawa sequence also has the same two, 69 and 70, they don't have 145, raises concern that that somewhat unusual configuration is circulating in Ontario. So that's really all we've got on the Canada one. Now there are 5 sequences that have been released. They're all on the map of release sequences, as is the San Diego. The Colorado sequence, the original one that was reported yesterday, as well as the one that isn't quite completed, have not been publicly released, so they're not on the map yet. But they are both from 2 members of the National Guards who were assigned to this nursing home, as described earlier today. So that's it for the quick update today. The breaking news is the first case in San Diego in California has been identified, and he's in San Diego County. He's 30 years old, and he does not have a recent travel history to the UK or I think even out of the US.
All right. Thanks for that information. We will provide more updates as they unfold. Thanks for listening.